to the same old pain.
Yee-haw! Merciful sakes alive. You want to be one of them sea beers, you're going to have to learn how to ratchet jaw. Pay attention now. I'm only going to play it till you want. You got to go running amok in a pick-em up truck. One of them fancy side bands. Get four on the floor and two on the door. Get a power mic and a jaw hand. Prepare to strike when you key the mic, because you never know who's listening. Some clown insists on a 1036. This here's what you give him. Four, good buddy, I made me a study, and I figure it's dark to the moon, son. It's half past spring and a quarter to fall, and the big hands are setting on noon, son. Now the fish don't bite and the almanac's right, and my groundhog sees a shadow. The 1036 goes tick-tock tick, and that's what I call ratchet jaw. Gotta get your bass out there at your place, with a 40-foot pole on the chimney, with 1,000 watts in your flower pots, and a remote line to the biffy. If you feel a twitch when you throw the switch, gonna dim all the lights in Wichita. Gonna send out a wave, make a government rave, and this here's what you tell them all. Yeah, poor good buddy, you're coming in cruddy, but you're walking right through my wall, boy. Your carry is cool, you making me drool, you were definitely batting my ball, boy. You were hitting me around about 15 pounds, you cutting me up like a bandsaw. But what the heck, it's just a radio check, and that there's how to ratchet jaw. Get a fearful ear full of garbage. The suppressor belts just hit your squelch. You can cut out all the carnage. You want to have fun, you son of a gun. Just get on the press to talk switch. You're going to amuse them and really confuse them with a little old thing called ratchet jaw. Yeah, let them suckers think you're a trucker. Say stuff I can't understand, son. Just bounce up and down while you're tooling around. Gonna sound like a truck driving man, son. Just tell your beaver that you're going to leave her. You catch her on the bounce around. If she comes back with a smart off crack, say XYL is a show and tell. We definitely got us to go now. Keep your pants on, honey, hang on to the money. Your XYM's got to blow now. 88 thirds, feed my bird, and all them numbers upon y'all. If speed don't kill, then CB will, and that's what I call ratchet jaw.
Yeah, 10-4, we got your breaker. Come back on that. Say, what kind of not some kind of cops picking?
You put me on, aren't you? Yeah, you put me on, aren't you?
I missed you Thanksgiving. I didn't do much. Watch football on TV, and I lost 20 bucks. Did you go to Georgia? Well, Georgia is in. They had a nice meal at the Holiday Inn. I missed you on Christmas, and so did my friends. I know you were busy, and I understand. I sent you a card with a good Snoopy joke. Ain't it a pity that we didn't have snow? I missed you on New Year's. My, doesn't time fly? That old Lang Syne song sure gets in my eye. Heard you had a party and some people went. You were the life of the party again. Well, springtime is coming. It makes me a fool. I thought I would call you while everything I hope that you have a happy Groundhog Day.
Groundhog lives way down in a hole. Groundhog lives way down in a hole. He's gotta hide away from the cold.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can lose another life. Break if you're gonna die, my by mistake.
So where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So tell me you'll come home, even if it's just a lie.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
you, I let you rescue me the day I met you. I just wanted to protect you, but now I'll never get to.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
Team, you're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
On our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home.
I can lose another life.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can lose another life.
Maybe it's my eyes. The friends I've
someone, 'cause I might break if you're gonna die. Not by mistake. So where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So tell me you'll come home, even if it's just a lie.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
Team, you're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com, a public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
Team, you're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com, a public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can lose another life.
On our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I
can't lose another life.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
My eyes, the friends I've had to bury.
someone, 'cause I might break if you're gonna die, not by mistake. So where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so tell me you'll come home, even if it's just a lie.
Team, you're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
Thank you.
don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to StopWeightBias.com, a public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to StopWeightBias.com, a public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
You're not to worry. But maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Good afternoon. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and welcome to this week's edition of Ebony Spectrum. First up, we got Lene, and then we have more.
Florida, it's been a minute now, but once again, we on your ass. A nonprofit organization by the name of Hope and Help Center of Central Florida is under fire for discrimination, racism, and retaliatory actions against its marginalized employees. And what's wild, but not unexpected in the slightest, is that while they out here behaving like this to said marginalized employees, the org's mission requires direct interaction with vulnerable, underserved, and marginalized populations every day. Y'all remember our lovely substitute teacher at the Eric Lewis? Well, he's the one blowing this whistle, as up until a couple weeks ago, he himself was an employee at Hope and Help until he was wrongfully terminated for simply sticking up for himself and his coworkers in the face of good old boyism. Now, Eric used to serve as the syringe exchange linkage and volunteer coordinator at an org whose mission is to end the HIV and STI epidemic in Florida through comprehensive health, education, prevention, testing, and treatment. In his TikTok videos chronicling the ways in which he and others were systemically ousted from the organization, Eric runs down a list of infractions ranging from unprofessional to straight up racist and discriminatory. A member of leadership who was white walked up to Eric talking about, "Where's your master?" Referring to his non-black supervisor. "I know you lying." Talking about, "Ooh, are you scared of the chain link fence?" In what world are these words coming out your mouth in the workplace? Anita Nunez, a Latinx trans woman who was basically forced to resign, was misgendered purposefully over and over again by a seasoned employee, a custodian with a 35-year tenure who knew he had to face zero consequences for his harassment. And when Anita went to HR about her mistreatment, asking for protection, HR backed the custodian by pulling out a Pope keychain. Claiming that the janitor cited religious beliefs as the reason he couldn't properly gender her. Boy, I tell you. But wait, there's more. Another co-worker attended a pro-Palestine protest during her pre-approved paid time off, minding her own damn revolutionary business in plain clothes. But somehow, when she returned back to work, she received a final written notice of warning for her conduct outside of the workplace, even though she had never received any warnings for anything prior to this incident. But somehow, other people at the job had been vocal in their support for Israel in a company-wide group chat. And not only did they not face any consequences, but the executive director and HR was in there liking the messages. Now, the reason Eric was fired is because he came with receipts, screenshots, and documentation, voicing his and recently terminated employees' concerns. He sent a message about it to that same group chat, but he was kicked out. And after trying to receive support from HR and handle all this internally, Eric was terminated and treated like a threat to security and discarded. A person who cares about the work that they do, discarded from a program whose leaders are happy to turn away patients, happy to change the locks on the food pantry, and apparently got enough time on their hands to surveil the personal social media accounts of their employees and their in-house communications. And you can go watch the videos on the socials for yourself, and you should to see how you can help. But what you'll see throughout is this boys club mentality and nepotism that left Eric and his co-workers completely vulnerable to their leadership's personal loyalties, affinities, and politics. Y'all watching season 6 of Love is Blind? You seen when asked about her politics, that girl said she was a patriot. Goodness gracious. But that she felt that politics didn't belong in most conversations. Huh? She also added that she only preferred to discuss her politics with like-minded people. Y'all, we simply cannot live like that. I don't know who lied to you or wanted to make it easier for you to believe that lie, that politics are restricted to the voting booths, but no. What happened to Eric and the people at Hope and Help is a walking, talking demonstration of how personal politics bleed into every facet of the everyday lives of everyday people. And now more than ever, Eric lives in Florida. And while I've heard the Floridians are banding together communally to combat the anti-black and anti-queer assaults from the people who currently hold their political seats, wherever political corruption is the norm or maladaptive beliefs are all but ubiquitous, it becomes increasingly more difficult for people like Eric to be protected. And unfortunately, these kinds of hostile work environments are not uncommon in nonprofits. For a sector where everybody is supposed to have the understanding that it's not about the money, the hostility is very much centered around the prospect of money, often funded by individual donations and grants from corporations and or government entities. Even for the most well-meaning nonprofit professionals, it can be difficult to focus on their mission and the people they seek to serve with integrity. Why? Because they are ultimately beholden to the values of said donors. In 2020, the nonprofit sector lost roughly 1.6 million jobs due to COVID. This meant that the need for nonprofit services increased exponentially while jobs, donations, and